Psalm 87. A psalm of the sons of Korah. A song. His foundation is the holy mountains. Is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, O Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this one was born there. And of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself shall establish her. The Lord will record when he registers the people, this one was born there. Both the singers and the players on instruments say, all my springs are in you. This psalm is about worship. It's a psalm that describes how God has adorned the church with beauty and splendor. It's a beauty and splendor that far surpasses any worldly imagination or power. It's especially directed towards the worship of God, because in this psalm there's a description of the blessing that God pours out upon what he calls Mount Zion. Now, Zion is a word that is used to describe typically the city of Jerusalem, and then even more narrowly, the place where the temple was constructed. The temple was built upon hills in the midst of Jerusalem, a hill that came to be known as Mount Zion, and it's the temple where God chose to meet with his people. It's the place where he chose to declare his own name and his own praise. It's a place where sacrifices took place. The people of God would gather there and would meet with God in that place. And the Lord says that his foundation is right there. It's in the holy mountains. And that the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than the dwellings or the tents of Jacob. This psalm speaks about this place because of the opinion that God himself has towards his own worship. God says that he is delighted that this is his place, that he loves the gates of Zion. Now, it's not the case that he didn't have any interest in the rest of Judah or Israel or the rest of the world. In fact, the psalm is going to prove quite to the contrary. Instead, it's talking about the specific and special interest that God has in worship. John Piper has described the joy of worship as being drawn into the white-hot enjoyment of God. And Piper has a way of saying things in a memorable way. And that idea of being in the white-hot enjoyment of God is the way he describes worship. And I want you to note in this passage that God is delighted with his own worship. He is delighted with those people who come to worship him. And it describes the glorious things that are spoken of the city of God. Again, this is not just about a physical location, but God has in mind the drawing in of a people to worship him. But I want you to notice those people that are drawn in. Verse 4 says that I will make mention of Rahab, Babylon, Philistia, Tyre, and Ethiopia. And I asked the children in the opening exercises if they knew anybody from Philistia. And they sure did. They named the giant Goliath as coming from the Philistines. And Rahab is a poetic name that was often used for Egypt. I asked the children if they knew anybody from Egypt, and they immediately said Pharaoh. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, said, I will not let the people of God go, who killed the children, the little babies of the children of Israel. These other lands are very similar. Babylon, who would take Israel into captivity, Tyre and Ethiopia, these are perennial enemies of the people of God. But look what this psalm says. I will make mention of these individuals, these people, as ones who were born in Jerusalem. Now, how could that be? It's not because they were physically born in Jerusalem. They did indeed come from these foreign countries. But of Zion, of God's church, there is a spiritual nature that is being described. And of Zion, it will be said, this one was born of God, was born spiritually in Zion. And these glorious things that are spoken of is the blessing of God's drawing together a people to worship Him. And note especially God's plan that that blessing would extend not just to the Jews, but would extend to the ends of the earth, even to those who were perennially the enemies of God. It's been God's purpose all along to bless the nations and to bring together those of every race, language, tribe, and tongue to gather around His great throne to offer Him praise. Can't you see then why the Lord loves Zion? Why the Lord loves the worship of His people? It's because it is the bringing together of those children that He has redeemed from the ends of the earth. And note how sure of a thing it is. And stanza 6 says it's the Lord that records these things. God is the one who makes up the registers of the people that belong to Him. And He is the one that says, this one is born in her. The psalm closes with just a very simple expression of praise that the singers and players on the instrument say, all my springs are in You. And that's a poetic way of describing that our hope, our essential being is bound up in God. And in the midst of worship, as the worship of God is given, it is an expression of our hope that it rests in God. In conclusion, let me just point out that this is possible through the work of Jesus Christ. That the beauty of Zion, or the beauty of the church, is bound up in the fact that Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. We can sing this psalm because God has taken us, those who have been born physically outside of the gates of Jerusalem, but He has made us to be, through Jesus Christ, to be born of Jerusalem, to be born of Zion. We are spiritually born by Jesus Christ. By His work, we are born in her. And so we gather together to worship his holy name. And we are brought into the white-hot enjoyment of God by the work of Jesus Christ. As we meditate on this psalm throughout this month, remember and praise God for the work He has done for you in Christ, that He has numbered you as one who is born of Him. We'll sing this psalm, Psalm 87, and use selection B. The tune is new to the Psalter, but is very easily learned and very suitable to this to the words. Psalm 87, selection B. I invite you to please stand to praise the Lord.